This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I tell you what, I told you about this great gold company months ago. This is their fifth time coming back on the show. At the time I told you about the stock, it was trading around 8 to 9 cents. Now, as of today, it's trading over 14 cents heading north. We're talking about Winston Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF. And if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol WGC. With us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed and all the great things they're doing up there in Montana. Is with us today, Murray Nye. Murray, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Everett. It's a pleasure to be on your show again. It's a wonderful opportunity to tell our story.
Oh, absolutely. You're about the only gold company that I know that is actually bringing the ore out of the ground, and then you're going to take it there with, I think you guys are like 30 miles away, and take the gold out of the ore. If you would, tell us what's going on underground development and how many tons are you guys bringing up out of there a day?
We've driven the Carapa Tunnel about a distance of about 1,300 feet, which gave us access to, well, basically three areas underground, high-grade intercepts that we had with our drill. One was, we named it the parallel vein. One is known as the Custer vein, which is the big historic producer in the district. And the other vein was the Block 93 vein. To start with, the closest area that we could do development, and we need some more data on Block 93. When we intercepted the veins, the parallel, for example, was 10 feet wide, running 0.15 across the face. Now, we have our own assay lab on site, so we're able to sample the faces to get an idea of what the grade is going to be. It's not 100% accurate, but it does give you a very, very good idea of what you're mining. So, at these gold prices, a 0.15 on a 10-foot wide vein yields a tremendous amount of ounces on one blast. So what we're doing is we're drifting along the vein or tunnel, creating a tunnel, if you like. Technically, that's known as a sill drift. So that gives you access with your big equipment, your ore trucks and your muckers to get in there. And what you do with a sill drift, it becomes a haulage drift to haul the ore you're mining above you. You drop the ore, you create what's called shrink stopes above that sill drift. And then what you do is you drop your muck into that sill drift, and then you haul it out. So we're in the stope planning phase right now. But what we've done is we've developed about, it was in our press release yesterday, we've got about 255 feet of development done on the sill drifts, 110 feet roughly going on Custer West. I think the balance of the distance is on parallel east and west. Parallel east has been driven roughly 100 feet. The grade has been very good. Now, keeping in mind, this is what's known as development ore. This is not production ore. I shouldn't even use the word ore because we don't have a feasibility study. I'm really not allowed to say that, but we'll call it mineralized material. So the material that we've created took to a muck pad on the mine site. We have to haul it out with the ore trucks, and then we dump it on the muck pad, and then we sample it once again to get an idea of what we have on the muck pad. And in the press release yesterday, we announced 4,200 tons had come out of the mine, and it had an average grade of 0.22 ounces per ton in those muck piles, and that was the average. And then
is that a good average?
Oh, that's an excellent average. You know that, and once again, that's development ore. When you get into production ore, your grade is going to go up tremendously. But on your development ore, if you can get that kind of grade, it'll pay for most of your development. You know, we're very, very pleased. We'll probably even make a little bit of money on that. It's turning out very nicely so far. You know, we don't know all the data yet, but as we continue to drift, it'll give us very good information on those veins as we drift, so we'll know where the hot spots are and where the grade pinches out. And when the vein blows out, like for one part of the Custer was 17 feet wide. We had no drill information showing us it was 17 feet wide in any area. So that was a nice surprise. So I think that's what we tried to do is drill for structure and mine for gold. So we found the structure. We got underground. We're now starting to drift on these veins. and they're turning out as good as we hoped and sometimes better.
As you know, Murray, up there in Canada, the season is, if not shut down yet, it's getting ready to. What's the situation with Montana and the weather coming up here in the next month or two?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're low by Montana standards, Everett. Well, I mean, when I say low, low elevation. It's a very good highway. It's a major highway in the state that's, we get to the mine site with. They don't have a huge amount of snowfall in that particular part of the state. It does get snow for sure, but we've certainly got some equipment to move the snow out of the way. So it's not gonna hamper us in any way as far as mining is concerned. You know, the guys are underground about 1,200 feet, like I said. The temperature underground is very consistent, so it's the only thing you got to watch is water lines going in and out of there. They won't freeze up, but yeah, we've got it all planned for winter, so we're good to go for year-round operations.
So you're bringing the material out of the mine. You're going to take it to the mill. Where are we at on the status of the mill right now?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. Our mill superintendent's done a tremendous job of getting the mill ready. We are just waiting on two pieces of equipment. One is known as a jaw crusher. The other one is known as a cone crusher. It's called a crushing circuit. It's portable. Both of those pieces of equipment will be on site, I believe, towards the end of this week even, or early next week. So we will be hooking that up very quickly here. And what that does, that brings the material down to, I think it's a half inch minus. I might be wrong in that, but that's kind of what you have to crush it to feed the ball mill. So the mill is all set to go. We just need the two pieces of equipment, which are going to be on site. They're both been paid for. I think they're being delivered as we speak. So once that's installed, we're ready to put that muck that we have on the ground through that mill and hopefully produce some ounces of gold.
As you know, Joe was on the show here, I believe, last month in August, and he feels you guys are sitting on a lot of gold there. I don't know if you can give me any kind of expectations of what we can expect, but I guess my main question I want to ask you guys is that when we do extrapolate the gold here out of the materials, when is that going to fall on the balance sheet?
It depends how quickly we get the development done, Everett, but we are making very good progress. We've got an excellent crew on site. Tim Hunter and Dave Whiteley have done a tremendous job. They're the guys that run the mine for us, and they've got the very, very best people on working for us. And, you know, I'm very impressed with the quality and caliber of people we have working for us, from the assay lab to the mill to the miners, you know, tremendous. So these guys are focused on production. They're very skilled at what they do, and you know, I think we can keep the material coming out of that mine at a very good rate. On development ore, like I said, at 0.22 with a nice silver credit from the Custer. We don't know how far we could drift on that yet, but that'll be determined over the next couple of months. So I think probably the first quarter of next year we'll be ticking along pretty nice, I think.
And what's next?
Well, more development on the property. First of all, have to get these veins, the sill drifts, completed. Basically, you drift along the vein as far as you can, and then you start above that. You start what's known as our shrink stope. So the stoping will start behind the development of the sill drift. So right now we are planning stopes on the drifting that we've done so far. And I think we could have that starting to happen maybe in December. The other thing that we need to do right now is we are in the process of getting a secondary escape weight established. We have to drive a raise. We're planning that. It's right in the location where the underground drill is. So as soon as the drill's finished, we'll be driving the raise up for the secondary escape way very, very quickly here.
My guest today has been Murray Nye. He is the CEO of Winston Gold Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB. Look him up. Ticker symbol WGMCF. They trade up there on Canada. Also on the CSE under the ticker symbol WGC. Murray, just real fast, we've got about 20 seconds left. What is it you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Well, I think I want to give full credit to our mining crew on doing exactly what we hoped to do in previous calls, Everett, and in previous press releases we put out and presentations. So I'm very pleased that we're on track to do what we said we would do.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you guys will come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going up there with the Winston Gold Project there in Montana.
Thanks very much, Everett. Pleasure to be on your show.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.